Good morning, and welcome to the World Briefing for Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm glad you're with us. There's a lot moving across the globe today, so let's get right into it. We start in the Black Sea, where Ukraine has floated a proposal to halt attacks on civilian shipping. Kyiv says it wants to negotiate directly with Moscow on a targeted truce to protect commercial vessels moving through those waters. A corridor that's become increasingly dangerous as the war grinds on. The offer comes even as Ukrainian drones struck deep into Russian territory overnight, hitting the Ust-Luga oil and fuel terminal in Leningrad Oblast, setting fires and damaging port infrastructure. So while Kyiv is talking peace on the water, it's also keeping up pressure on Russian energy infrastructure. That tension between diplomacy and confrontation runs right through today's news. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk revealed that Russia allegedly plotted to assassinate a Ukrainian-American citizen in Warsaw, the first known attempt of its kind on NATO soil. It's a chilling escalation, and it fits into a broader pattern intelligence officials are now describing. Moscow's 2026 strategic playbook, which reportedly prioritizes fracturing NATO and European Union unity from within, rather than winning outright on the battlefield. Analysts say that's exactly why incidents like the Warsaw plot matter so much. They're designed to sow distrust and fear inside alliance countries, not just threaten Ukraine. Turning to the Middle East, Jared Kushner is heading to Israel this week for high-stakes Gaza ceasefire talks with Prime Minister Netanyahu and mediators from Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey. He's trying to salvage the 20-point Gaza plan, the one built around Hamas disarmament, a phased Israeli withdrawal, and an international stabilization force. But that ceasefire, which began back in October, has been anything but stable. More than 1,250 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes since it took hold, and 4 Israeli soldiers have died in militant attacks. So Kushner's visit is really about trying to drag a fragile truce back from the brink. Meanwhile, tensions are spiking in the Strait of Hormuz. The UAE is accusing Iran of attacking 2 ADNOC vessels there, part of a string of incidents rattling one of the world's busiest oil choke points. Iran, for its part, says it's the United States that miscalculated in handling the standoff. Washington's response has been notably split. Vice President J.D. Vance says keeping oil and gas prices low is, in his words, goal number one. While Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is threatening Iran with economic isolation like the world has never seen. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince met with the U.S. Central Command commander yesterday, underscoring just how nervous the region has become. On the home front for the administration, a new 100% tariff on drones was announced, aimed at boosting domestic manufacturing and countering China's dominance in that market. Across the Atlantic, France and England are battling extraordinary wildfires as a record-breaking heat wave scorches Europe, straining emergency crews on both sides of the channel. And in Afghanistan, a sobering milestone. 5 years into Taliban rule, UN agencies call it the world's most severe women's rights crisis. Over 100 decrees now restrict Afghan women's education, work, and movement. 2.4 million girls remain barred from secondary school, and Afghanistan stands alone as the only country formally banning girls' education beyond the primary level. That's your World Briefing for August 14th. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, stay informed, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.